This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
First there was Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton, then there was Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz. Now we have Bad Words, directed and starring Jason Bateman, following along the tradition of really what is a counterbalance or a backlash of sorts to the political correctness movement. What these movies all have in common is a stylistic comedy, which is really very dark. I guess you'd call it dark comedy. It includes a lot of foul humor, but nothing that would have shocked George Carlin or Richard Pryor. So really, it's regressive in that it would have been interesting 40 years ago, but because the last 40 years have been so vanilla and bland when it comes to humor, the movie Bad Words actually feels somewhat fresh, even though it's completely derivative. Why does it feel that way? Well, Jason Bateman's quite compelling in the lead. He's been around the block a few times, and as a 40-year-old with a foul mouth and kind of a depressed sensibility, it kind of fits in well with the hipster vibe. This character, which seems to have come up since Bad Santa in the last 10 years, really models well with the ironic slash sardonic slash morose sensibility of the hipster sense of humor. So it's been made fun of pretty brilliantly on shows like Portlandia and even on Saturday Night Live. But in Bad Words, he gets it perfectly. He's a 40-year-old who is coming out to get revenge against his father who left him, which that is not a news story, nor is it particularly compelling. But fathers and sons do make for great theater and narrative, and here he takes on his own adopted son, who's an Indian nerd who doesn't have friends like himself when he was a kid, that is to say Jason Bateman's character. And the character arc, the three acts, are really the setup and then the reveal, which reveals him to be who he is, and the denouement, which is the denouement and the reveal are not especially interesting, but the jokes are funny. There's a lot of places that are worth laughing at, and when comedy has been taken over really by over-the-top toilet humor, this is sort of an old-school just mean man sort of Oscar and Felix odd couple, but just missing the happy person. This is an odd couple, but with one of the couples is a 10-year-old boy.